We are learning the first parak of Masechtas Horios. We are in Mishnah Hey. Mishnah tells us the Hora based in Ba'asu Kol HaKahal O Ruban Alpihen Mavien Par, that when it comes to the based in reaching a psak and they make a mistake, they didn't realize that that which they said was incorrect, and because of their decision, the entire Kahal, all the Jewish people, follow their word, and B'shogeg violate a serious prohibition. O Ruban Alpien. That's not to be everyone. As long as it's the majority, and we'll discuss in the second half of this Mishnah tomorrow exactly what does it mean, Rov. Mavien Par. So as the Pasuk tells us, that it's necessary that a bull needs to be brought, a par helm dover shel tzibur. The Pasuk says, Vakrivu ha-kahal par ben bakal chatos. What does that mean, that the kahal, the congregation, the assembly, brings this bull? Does it mean that every single person in Klai Yisrael has to bring this karma? Or maybe one is enough on behalf of everyone? So we have a three-way dispute, three-way machlokas in this Mishnah. So he says as follows, that you only have to bring one. Avodah Zarah, in the case when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that the Beis Din B'shogeg decides that a certain thing is permissible, really it's a form of idol worship, that Mavin Par V'Sa'ir, Dibra Ameir. Ameir says you have to bring one bull as well as a Sa'ir, which is for a chatas, for a sin offering. Now according to Ameir, the fact that you only have to bring one, clearly that means that the person who is involved in bringing it is the Beis Din themselves, because they're the ones that made the mistake which caused the Kahal to end up stumbling. So therefore, only one is necessary. That's when the Pasuk says, Vakrivu HaKahal. It doesn't mean that the Kahal brings it, that all the Jewish people, but the Beis Din brings it on behalf of the Kahal, Apar Ben Bakar. That's one possible approach. We don't paskin like that. We have a second answer, second approach. The words are Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is who we will hold the halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shneim Aser Shvatim Mevi'in Shneim Aser Parim, that the 12 tribes will bring 12 bulls. Avodah Zarah Mevi'in Shneim Aser Parim Shneim Aser Se'irim. When it comes to a mistake through Avodah Zarah, idol worship, not only will each tribe bring a bull for the par Helam Dabar Shel Tzibur, but also a Se'ir for a chatas, for the sin offering. So according to the opinion of Yehuda, it also doesn't mean that everyone has to bring it, but just as long as it is brought on behalf of each shevet, that each tribe is called a kahal, as he brings various sources to prove that as long as you have one carbon that's brought on behalf of an entire shevet, entire tribe, that's considered to be enough, that it's as though everyone brought it. It's representing the entire tribe. Rabbi Shimon Omer, which is the third and final opinion which we'll see today, and so we do hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosh Aser Parim V'Avodah Zarah, Shlosh Aser Parim V'Shlosh Aser Se'irim. Parim V'Sa'el V'Chol Shev V'Shevet, Parim V'Sa'el V'Beistin. He says that when it comes to this situation, 13 are brought. Well, why 13? So you have 12 for each shevet has to bring one, but the Beis Din also has a responsibility to bring one as well. And therefore, according to him, the opinion is 13. Again, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion is that you have to only bring 12, which means that when it says like kahal, that each person from each shevet has to bring one bull.